Hello everyone, this is Jeffrey. I welcome Luigi Ferri to the podcast as a guest host. He is someone that makes great posts on LinkedIn, and I really enjoy his content, and I reached out to him and asked him to begin making these short podcasts. He's an expert, great stuff to say, and I hope that you all will reach out to him. And I do thank Luigi for allowing us to host his podcast. Also, this is our attempt to help amplify voices wherever anyone is around the world that has great things to say. And I thank him for it. And if you would like your voice amplified, please reach out to me. Thank you very much, Luigi, and you all let us know, Luigi and I, what you think, and have a great day, everyone. Bye.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to our third episode of the Service Management Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, Luigi Ferri, here to help you understand IT service management and enterprise service management better. Thanks to Jeffrey for inviting me. Today, we'll be discussing the link between service design, IT4 guiding principles, and IT security. If you want to dive deeper into this topic, you can send me a direct message through my LinkedIn profile, which you will find in the episode description. In the world of IT service management, IT4 service design is a key process. Just like the detailed plan behind a great building, service design includes all the important parts needed for good service delivery. It focuses on different parts of a service, such as its value, efficiency, and following rules. In IT4, service design is about creating services that fulfill the needs of the business and everyone involved. It looks at all parts of the service life, from start to finish. This doesn't just include the service, but also things that support it, like technology, procedures, measures, and business capabilities. Understanding what the organization already has in terms of services, what the business needs, and what IT can do is crucial to achieve this. The result is a complete design plan that helps in the making and launch of services to provide value to customers and meet business goals. To use service design effectively, it's important to understand the 7 guiding principles of ITIL. Focus on value. The main goal is always to provide value to the people involved. Start where you are. Understand the current situation before you start making changes. Progress iteratively with feedback. Make changes in small steps and use feedback to guide you. Collaborate and promote visibility. Work together with teams and be transparent for better results. Think and work holistically. Always look at the big picture and how all parts work together. Keep it simple and practical. Try to keep processes simple and practical to provide value. Optimize and automate. Don't automate just for the sake of it. Improve processes before automating them. Now that we understand service design and the ITIL guiding principles, let's see how these concepts work with IT security. When we design a service, we are planning an experience for the user. If we think about security at this stage, it's like building a safe fortress that protects the business and builds customer trust. This idea fits well with our ITIL guiding principles. Focus on value. A secure service provides value, protecting the business and building customer trust. Start where you are. Know your current security status before you start designing secure services. Progress iteratively with feedback. Use information from security incidents to improve your service design. Collaborate and promote visibility. Security is not just for IT. It needs cooperation from all departments. Think and work holistically. Security should be included in every part of service design. Keep it simple and practical. Security solutions should work well, be easy to use, and practical. Optimize and automate. Improve security processes and use automation to be more efficient. So, why is IT security so important? Simply, the digital age has increased the risk of cyber attacks and data breaches. These incidents can cause a lot of financial and reputation damage to organizations. IT security is not just about stopping threats. It supports business continuity and growth. Recent numbers show how important proactive security is. In 2023, the average cost of a data breach was a record 4.45 million, up 15% from 3.86 million in 2020. These numbers represent real financial burdens on businesses. Worryingly, only one in three breaches were found by an organization's own security teams or tools. This shows we need better threat detection. When breaches were found by others or a third party, the cost was nearly 1 million more compared to when detected internally. An important measurement is the data breach lifecycle, which is how long it takes to find and deal with the breach. Companies that took less than 200 days spent 3.93 million compared to 4.95 million for those taking over 200 days. 23% of difference. Given these high stakes, it's clear that adding security as an afterthought doesn't work anymore. Security by design is a proactive method where security measures are built in from the start of the service design. This practice makes sure security controls are part of the system, processes, and user interface, reducing possible weaknesses and the chance of a security breach. This approach makes security a key part of the customer experience and builds trust from the start. When customers know their data is safe with you, they are more likely to stay and grow their relationship with your business. In the digital world, security is not optional. It's a key part of reliable service design, as shown by the IT4 best practice. Service design and IT security are not separate. They work together to create a strong and trusted IT ecosystem. Thank you for joining me today to learn about service design and IT security. We are on this journey together, and I'm excited to continue the conversation with you on LinkedIn. Feel free to reach out through the LinkedIn profile link in the episode description. I'm excited for our next insightful discussion. Stay safe, keep designing, and until our next episode, this is Luigi Ferri signing off. Goodbye.